What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
Who the fuck is with this guy? Who is he?
I'm your huckleberry.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
So you smart, huh?
No.
I thought your hair would be bigger.
It says on your chart, you're fucked up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
You have smoked yourself retarded.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
And welcome to another Monday Night Master Debaters, the best night of the week, because I get the presence of people like this. Tonight, we got the legit bat on hand to join Ryan and I. Joe and Jen, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, buddy? Long time no see.
Yeah, see ya.
It has been. Now, we were just talking about how it had been a while, and I saw you on Ryan's show. And I was telling Ryan right afterwards, we were texting back and forth, like, we got to get you on Master Debaters again, because it had been, I was just looking at the calendar, it's been like 6 months.
That's holy insane. Shit.
Yeah, it was like March last time. So it's been a while.
Damn.
Time flies, though, man. What have you guys been up to?
Summertime stuff. It's been hot as balls here for like 6 months straight. So it finally rained the other day and we're relaxing from that. But other than that, same thing. Took a break from the podcast for a while back in.
It was a relaxing summer.
Before summer, I guess. Yeah.
I feel like everywhere at all. Everybody took like July, early August off. It felt like it was really weird. Everybody at the same time was just like they needed a breath. They needed a break. It was like get away and then come back refreshed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice break, though. It was interesting, though, that the entire community kind of had the same thing going on, like you were saying.
Yeah. I hate to say it, it's like that hive mind almost, you know, everybody's energy kind of feeds off each other. And it definitely hit a lull there where everybody was like, okay, I think it was almost at a year point for a lot of people of going just straight balls to the wall. And you can only do that for so long where you just got to, okay. And now you're starting to see other things. Like I know Rye's branching out into a couple different podcasts. I got some other friends that are doing like movie type podcasts now and things like that, because they're just burnt out from all the conspiracy shit and politics that they still want to talk to people, but not the same stuff every day.
100%. I'm fully on board with that. I got over the politics shit real quick.
Yeah.
So it's nice to talk about other things, just other weird, cool stuff. It doesn't even have to be weird or conspiratorial. It'd just be fun.
That's why we're here. And that's what we got tonight. So we got some fun stuff. I got a couple clips I want to go over to show you guys, because there's some crazy shit going on up here and in outer space, because NASA's playing games again.
Did you see those pictures of the UFOs over Ukraine? Was that real?
I did not. Do you have it? If you have it, pull it up and we'll share it later. Yeah, because I'd love to look at that, too. Because
I just saw Big Dumb Kyle had posted it, and I was like, what?
Nice. Ben and Lene, how are we?
Oh, we're doing good, man. I keep telling people this, that we're a big part of, I guess you could say the main crew, when all of us were kind of getting our feet wet and really starting to get into having guests and swap casts and all of that. And when we started doing a lot of the shit shows and this, that, and the other, it's like, I miss all y'all's faces. Like, I hate that life gets so busy that everyone's schedule, especially with different time zones, it's just a pain in the dick to try to branch out to new and then also get enough shows with those people that you're comfortable with and you know really well. So it's great, man. Matt, I haven't seen you, and I don't even think I was on the one 6 months ago. So, it's always good to see old faces that, you know, are kind of where we started with on this. So
yeah, the last time I saw you, Ben, you had just got your new job and you came onto the show just covered in tire dust.
Yeah. That was probably about a year ago. Yeah. It's been a long time. Like, and there was a good stretch there. I would say probably 3 or 4 months, if not more, where it just seemed like every time a podcast came on, it was like, I can't, I have other things I have to do because the job, you know, is 50 to 60 hours a week. And, I have to go to bed early. And, it just seemed like it wasn't working out. I felt like I only got, you know, a little bit of time with the family between work and sleep. And, now I'm like, you know what though? It's only 2 or 3 a week. I can, even if I got a cutout, which is now kind of a staple of me being on a podcast, as everybody knows, I'm going to cut out in about an hour. And so I'm like, that's fine though. If I can spend an hour, you know, 3 hours a week, 2 hours a week, you know, I can do that.
It's quality, not quantity. Right, Ben?
I've always tried to tell her that, but you know, sometimes it's not always the case.
Is that not what she said?
Oh, well, thanks guys. Rye, what do you got going on, my man?
Nothing, man. Nothing too new. Just set up the new studio here with this shitty ass tablecloth that's hanging on my, it's it's real brick, but you know, it's also a tablecloth, literally. So, you know, just trying
I thought that was actually a wall. I'm not even shitting you.
No, it's, let's see. See that?
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
It's got like a gloss to it and shit too. It's pretty bad. And then like, you can see a line going right down the middle because I'm in a corner, but hey, you know, we're taking baby steps in the right direction, but yeah, dude, fucking around and excited for another Monday, man. This week was weird though. It kind of like the weekend flew by. I missed some work because I was sick, so if my voice is extra annoying right now, that's why. I'm still getting
I thought you sounded a little congested there, bud.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I thought you sounded a little more annoying tonight. That's crazy.
I know, dude. There's just something about it that nasally shit.
Well, it's that time of year, right? All that fall goody is coming in and everybody get it. Just went through my kid's school. They had a COVID outbreak and 3 kids were sick, and they're all my son's close friends, of course. So for the whole week, he milked it up, down and sideways, like 1:30, 2 days last week. One day my ex had to go pick him up. One day I had to go pick him up because he played the I don't feel good card because his friends out at home playing video games. And he's like, I want to go home too.
Kid's going to go on to do big things if he's thinking like that. Because, dude, I was trying to freaking pass a COVID test. I got COVID tests and I kept failing them. So I was like, fuck it, because I'm not going to get paid for my time off.
Yeah.
Just because, even though I have paid vacation and shit, but it's just not going to work out because I didn't have COVID. So, you know, kind of sucks. I was hoping I'd get a false positive, but whatever.
Just keep spitting on it.
Dude, hey, I know, rubbing on the ground.
Years ago, you would have. It was like 80% false positives, wasn't it? You would have got one 2 years ago for sure. Well,
apparently, they fucking perfected the test, Joe. I think that's what's going on, because I was trying really hard to get a damn false positive. I just couldn't do it. So,
you should have stuck it onto a pawpaw fruit or up your cat's butt or something. You know, they probably test positive.
I don't have any cats.
Find someone who's
okay, your dog's butt.
yeah, grocery store. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think any of the dogs would enjoy that either. It might get fucking bit. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, no, just excited for another one of these, man. Anything new with you, dude?
No, not a whole lot. I'm enjoying things, man. I'm getting settled into my place up here, and it's a whole new world. I'm in, like, the country, the animals are everywhere, you know, wild turkeys and deer. And I had a porcupine get in the way of me and my dog the other day, like on our up the hill from us. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah. I thought when you pulled this picture up right now, at the first split second, I thought it was an ultrasound and I thought you were making an announcement.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. You can't tell. I'm sorry. I'm leaking a little bit tonight.
He's pregnant with no, not you, but like
somebody. I think they left the dick in when they got that picture.
Yeah, seriously. There's something going on. No, this is, have you guys heard about DART?
No.
The NASA program where they're going to blow up an asteroid. Okay, so they're testing it. So here's we'll kick this off with this.
Into an asteroid more than 6.5 million miles away. Fortunately, it's far away from where we are.
Okay.
The spacecraft is called DART, which stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. It launched back in November from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base. The goal is to test whether it's possible to knock an asteroid off course if one were to threaten Earth. Scientists say the asteroid is not a danger to Earth, just a good practice target. Well, that's good to know.
All right. They're just practicing smashing stuff up there. They're just having fun with their toys.
So we have that. So now, what do you think?
How much cash did that cost for a little test run?
No, you haven't seen it yet. Now I'm going to show you. I have the actual video of it hitting the asteroid. Okay. But first, we're going to, which do you think? Do you think this is the real footage from NASA?
Oh, we got a guess.
This is the real footage. That's fun.
Okay. Let's go.
It's definitely fake if it's from NASA.
Correct answer. Neither are real.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Neither are real. Oh, no. Don't do that. All right.
My headphones have green screens.
And I'm under it.
It's so stupid.
How come it won't pull it up? Oh no, it won't pull it up.
That's not real. I'll say that right now. 1979.
I was just about to say Atari. Wow.
Oh, that's what you saw?
It was like Galaga.
Oh, Space Invaders.
Okay, cool. So that's what I wanted to show you. I wanted to show you this because is it this? Which could be NASA footage or do we have, let's see, let's share it. Come on now. Oh, that's the wrong one. Is this it? Yeah.
NASA plans to smash.
No, that's the one we just showed. Sorry.
God damn it, Matt.
I got too many videos excited, up. Fucker. Here we go. Can you see this? DART?
DART MP4?
Yes. Yeah. Here we go.
Just we're coasting there. On in. Our projected the actual miss distance video. Is going to be about 17 meters.
All right.
Gonna be about 17 meters.
All right.
Nothing's moving.
Still frozen on the launch video for me.
Okay, hold on. It's frozen on the
standby
video. All right.
Matt, you should be better at this by now.
This is like NASA caliber work right here that you're doing.
Dude, I'm terrible at this. I don't even know what I'm sharing because I'm trying to share this.
You think you could be an engineer for them?
This video. Nope.
Ooh, that looks like a giant peeing on you, honestly.
Yeah, that's terrible. Terrible. I can't get it.
All right,
let's try this. All right. Now, one more time.
They don't want you to show it.
You keep disappearing.
Did you forget to name your files?
This is ridiculous. They won't let me share it.
They're on to you, dude. I'm telling you.
Okay, hold on. Last try. Can you see it now?
Yes.
With a little rock emoji?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's blow it up. And here we go.
All eyes on this event. Space telescopes, ground telescopes from every continent on Earth.
So I'm just going to fast forward a little bit. We're just going to sit here and watch this thing approach. And we're going to see it approach. And then, now all out of nowhere, right?
That was South Park.
Yeah. Look it.
Oh my gosh.
Here it is. Oh wow.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. 8, 7, 6. Wow. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Awaiting visual confirmation.
All right. Let's see. We got it?
Waiting.
Waiting.
And we have impact.
Nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
She's a piece, though.
Fantastic.
No, they got to put the hot girl right up front in front of the camera.
Yeah, but still, either way.
Okay, so how many billions of dollars does it take, and they couldn't put anything better than a potato for a camera? Like, my phone has a better camera than that. What's the deal with that?
Okay, here's my question. The supposed video of them leaving the moon that actually had around 30 frames a second and panned up, you know, manual or autonomously with nobody down there, was better than that. You're telling me in 50 fucking years they haven't gotten the technology to be able to have a better fucking camera stream?
Right.
Bullshit.
Right. It's just the CGI is so bad. Like, you would think it would get better over time. It's regress to the point now where it's like comical. It's like, are you really gonna try and pass? Well,
now they have Gen Zers doing that shit now, so who knows?
It's like the bad 80s cartoons, you know, the poor animation, and you watch it now and you're like, how did we watch that as kids? There's no shadows or anything.
The Atari Space Invaders was fucking smoother.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I was watching it. I'm like, oh, when I saw the first video, I was like, man, I'm like, I bet you this is going to look something like Space Invaders. So I popped that up and then I saw the actual video and I'm like, no way. Oh, this is Ukraine.
I thought that was real.
So, this is something that Big Dumb Kyle posted. Right. I don't know if it was a joke or what. He just said UFOs over Ukraine. And I'm like, huh. I saw a couple other people post it too. Who knows?
Come on. This is so fake.
Jellyfish in the sky.
I just don't know what the context was.
it's probably like the world's going to end on the fucking September 24th, you know?
Right. It looks like one of those AI drawn pictures.
Yeah.
I was just
like someone
say,
probably
typed
in Ukraine UFOs.
Like, UFOs over Ukraine.
Yeah, dude. No, man. That is.
Some of the AI shit is pretty fucking wild. After you got us started on that, after the tavern or whatever we did, for like 2 days, we're just typing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Credits every day, 5 credits.
Yeah, and make sure you get your credits.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of it's a fun little thing to rabbit hole to go down. There's better programs too. That was just the one that I happened to find.
Yeah, I heard there's a really good one on Discord, supposedly.
Yeah. That's the one that's really good. You can type in like. A paragraph of description and it'll get you like a really realistic looking thing. Fun stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Nerd shit.
But what are we feeding it? Are we feeding it some kind of information that's going to be used against us? Probably.
Well, there's a dude that was typing in Nancy Pelosi tits and they started censoring like boobs and all kind of words, so he just didn't like Nancy Pelosi jugs, and he has this whole channel. I don't know where it is. I haven't seen it, but he has this whole channel of AI drawn Nancy Pelosi boobs.
Just a website called Nancy Pelosi titties, dude. You know what though? For her age, I gotta say, I can't stand the woman. She's got some bombs on her, though.
Don't say it.
She's an 80-year-old AOC,
dude. That's what Giannis Pappas said, is that AOC and Nancy Pelosi's tits have to mud wrestle for the future of the Democratic Party. I think that's so legit, though.
Pay-per-view, man.
At least mud wrestling.
Just mud wrestling, but not Pelosi as a person, just her boobs.
Have you guys ever seen the movie? It's from 92 called Stay Tuned with John Ritter.
Yes. Yep.
No,
I had never seen this
creepy movie.
Before.
Was that the one where they used the clicker and like jumped in the TV shows and kept changing channels?
Yes. So like the premise of it is John Ritter is this married guy, father, but he's addicted to TV. Like his life is TV. His wife's trying to talk to him and he's like looking around her because a game's on or something. And he eventually, you know, makes a deal with the devil for he gets 666 channels, ironically. And he gets this huge satellite dish in his backyard. And what it starts doing is like when he hits the button, it zaps and sucks you in to the television show. And
sounds
then you bounce around inside television shows. And some people know it's real and some don't. And it was like, I could only watch so much because like one of the first scenes is they go into a wrestling ring and the two people they're wrestling against are like Baphomet. It's like a male and female Baphomet. They have devil horns, their face is all painted, and they just scream like demons and shit. It's so weird.
Was What's it good? Like,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. It's with John Ritter. Yeah. I mean, it's a typical late 80s, early 90s movie. You know, it's like not the highest of production.
Like Army of Darkness.
Very cheesy quality.
Yeah. Very cheesy.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Yeah. It definitely looks corny. I just pulled it.
Like Mom and Dad Save the World kind of vibe.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of like claymation kind of stuff going on.
Yep.
Crappy CGI.
Just the horrendous, overly done costumes where it was like,
you shut your mouth. It is wonderful.
She's just
do you have any movies in mind that are like that but are really good? Like Get Out comes to my mind like right away is like just one of those corny movies that's actually really well done still.
Yeah, I remember Get Out being good.
It's fucking dope.
There's a lot of early 90s movies that were good, you know.
Agreed.
You get into like the VH1s and those real one-offs, you know.
Yeah.
See if you can pull up the fight scene from Get Out, because dude, that's what made it so corny. Was it's like this 20 minute fight scene, exaggerating a little bit, but I mean like these guys like punch each other 100 times each, and I mean like it's insane. And like,
well, that's like the fight scene in They Live, right? I mean, how long
do that's what I'm saying,
hammer on each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did I say a different movie? Sorry. Yeah, They Live, though. That fight scene, the between the black dude and the white dude.
Yeah, you said Get Out. I was like, oh, shit, there's one in Get Out, too?
No. Yeah, the one in They Live is fucking goofy, dude.
It's it goes on for like 8 minutes.
It's the real person acting of fucking Peter Griffin and the chicken, where they just hammer it away over until the point where it's like almost the whole episode, and you go, okay, I was looking for more humor.
Oh, I like the Peter Griffin chicken.
Yeah. I fucking hate it, dude.
My favorite one is when they're fighting for like 3 minutes, and then no, but then they're like, "Why are we fighting?" And then they're like, "I don't know. Let me take you out to dinner." And then they go and sit down, and they're like, "I'll take the check." And he's like, "No, I'll take the check. I'll take the check." And then they both start fighting again. It's fucking awesome.
I love how he totally overplayed it too. Like he did it a couple times. That's from a long time ago too. And then one episode, he probably got so many people like, "What the fuck is this?" And he's like, "Okay, here's 3 solid minutes of it, you fuckers."
What's worse, that or Conway Twitty? The Conway Twitty.
Oh, snippets. That one always cracked me up though, because it's just so unexpected. And then you're like, "What?" And it goes on for like 5 minutes. It's just a whole.
And it's oddly mesmerizing.
Oh, I know. You go into a trance.
Yeah. It's weird, dude.
That's what Garland is a fucking god at that, though. Like his A Million Ways to Die in the West, where he literally pulled so many personal strings. He broke the record for cameos of A-list actors, where after the credits run, he's not in the whole movie. After the credits run, they have Jamie Foxx in his Django outfit talking to the camera for like 2 seconds. To make sure that they had him as a cameo. And I didn't know this at the time, but he actually owned the DeLorean that they used in all the Back to the Futures. So when they put in that one part where he's super hammered, he walks out of the bar and he sees lights going off inside the barn, and he's like, "What the fuck?" He opens it up and it's fucking Doc hammering away on the DeLorean. And he says, "Great Scott," after he walks off. It's like a 5-second scene. And they asked him behind the scenes, they're like, "Why did you put that in there?" And he's like, "Well, because in the Back to the Future, they had that part where they went back to that time." He goes, "And I'm just a huge fan." He's like, "It didn't have anything to do with the movie, but I wanted to put it in there." I'm like, "This is like Family Guy, except they're actually acting." And it was fucking brilliant. I loved that.
Genius when they can put in those Easter eggs into movies and stuff like that. I mean, Disney's notorious for
it. Well, they showed him on the set too. What's his name? The guy who plays Doc.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. He's asking him on the set. He's like, "Oh, what do you want me to be doing with these wrenches?" And he goes, "Doc, this is literally your car. I mean, I own it. That's true. But you're the only person that I will let touch whatever you want on this car." And he's like, oh, it's been a long time. That's like, awesome. See, that's fucking badass for a 5-second clip.
Well, dude, a freaking Jamie Foxx, by the way, most talented man alive. I will say that.
Absolutely.
Hands down, without hesitation. Have you heard his Trump impression?
Could be a cyborg, potentially.
Yeah. I mean, it's like if life is a video game, he has a cheat code to where, like, he's a good looking dude.
He can do everything.
He's literally everything. Yeah. Sing, everything, dude.
Dance. Have you seen? Sing, rap. He does stand up. He does acting. He does multi-role acting where he's not typecasted.
Yeah.
He's everywhere. He does late night talk shows. He's been on every podcast that is major. And every single time that they ask him like really intricate questions, he's super fucking intelligent. Yeah. He's super level headed.
His impersonations are off the charts.
Have you seen his Trump impersonation? His
singing impressions.
No, I've never heard that.
Oh, dude, I'll see if I can find it real quick. I'll pull it up because this is worth everyone that hasn't possibly heard this.
It's a total mind fuck to watch Jamie Foxx talk like President Trump.
And he's like, they tried to give me the virus. He's like, it's so funny, dude. I'll find it right now.
Yeah, it's what I don't know. He's one of those guys, and he's been around forever. I mean, he was back on In Living Color back in the day with Jim Carrey and the Wayans brothers.
Right.
Yeah, he goes way back.
Well, he goes way back, and the thing is that unlike a lot of the people that are newer stars up and coming that, don't get me wrong, are super talented, he's not only talented in every single like area, but he's old enough that he remembers a different time in both the world, the movie industry, socially. Like I love his take on everything, because when you have somebody kind of like Morgan Freeman doesn't do all the things that Jamie Foxx does, but he's been around for so fucking long. Like, you hear these guys, the way that they talk about things, and it's like, you have had your fingers in so many different areas of life because you could and you wanted to. Like, I could listen to them tell stories indefinitely because they have them and they've done them, and it gave them this greater perspective on an industry level and a personal level that you don't get to see from people that are just kind of typecasted into one spot.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. Here, do you want me to play this real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
It's so good.
There's a lot of great people on both sides. Lots of great people on both sides. I know Ariel, he's a great person. He couldn't vote for me at the time. Now he can vote for me once he gets out. I love Snoop Dogg, Double G, great person.
So do you love Death Row Records?
I love Death Row. I love Death. Excuse me. Fake news. I love Death Row.
Wow.
What's your favorite Death Row record, Mr. Trump?
All of them. All of the Death Row records. Don't try to pin me down. I see what he just... Excuse me.
Fake news.
Excuse me.
Fake news.
Fake news.
So look out for
they tried to give me the virus. I beat the virus.
Why did you say they tried to give me the virus? Like, who is they? And that motherfucker said, I beat the virus. They're like, fuck yeah! He beat it! Trump, what?
Dude, that's so wild. Crazy.
Wow. That is crazy.
What can't that guy do? He's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, shit's funny.
God, that's fucking funny. If you close your eyes, it sounds like Trump actually saying it. Like, he had his cadence, his tone, his pronunciation, all of it sounded identical to Trump. And if
his hand movements, even though, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Well, just like the response, like, what's your favorite Death Row record? All of them. You know, just like right away.
Yeah. Don't try and pin me down.
Yeah, dude. It's so funny. That dude's fucking awesome, man. But yeah.
Well, you want to go from one extreme to another. How about Madonna? Okay. It never ends with this broad.
Oh, so God.
Apparently, her kid.
Oh, she really had some surgery.
Her black son, mind you, again, in this very fucked up, upside down world that we're in, a white woman having a black son is just not natural, obviously. So, but he turned 17. And first of all, look at his attire. It's like, what the fuck? And then he just so happens to be on a checkerboard floor. And there's all sorts of symbolism in these pictures. It's like,
is there multiple pictures there?
No, there was more in there, and I'm like, dude, I don't even want to look anymore. But yeah, there's just all it's just a giant symbol. The whole party was like all like Masonic symbolism.
Is it more?
She does that shit to troll people, or she's like what the fuck? Why?
Man, I think the biggest weird thing that she does is you know, she's from Michigan and she talks with an English accent, you know, like she's from fucking Britain or something. Yeah, you know, yeah. That's strange. A lot of people think that she is.
Well, and that's interesting too, because if you think about it, what was she while she was doing music, right? She was an actress. And then you start thinking about all these politicians and all these like social influencers, and they were all freaking they were all actors.
Yeah,
you know, you start seeing the people like Candace Owens and
Zelensky.
Yeah, Zelensky and Neil deGrasse Tyson and all these people, before they got into their role, so to speak, they were all actors.
Trump too, right? I mean, Trump
exactly,
was
exactly. Yeah, I mean, just the list goes on and on. So, how do you trust any of these people as being nothing more than playing a part?
Yeah, I think that they're wizards and witches and shit, like warlocks or whatever. Like, honestly, I think that they're more like, instead of being politicians, they're like high magicians to a certain extent. Because, like, you know, there's that clip that everyone's seen, I'm sure, of, you know, George Bush sitting in front of those kids during 9/11. And they're like chanting a spell, like it's like plane, steal, hit, like, you know, and they're just repeating these weird words. And Bush is sitting there almost like he's in a trance, but you see this, I think that honestly, rather than them being, you know, politically minded, I think that they're just more magic minded.
And yeah. And I don't know about you guys, but I noticed over the top in the last year and a half, 2 years, the goat symbolism is through the roof.
No,
like I didn't have cable television until I moved into this place and it came free with it. So I was watching NFL football and college football and all the commercials and everything. It seems like every other commercial break, there's a commercial with a goat in it. And then you get into the game and they're always talking about, oh, he's the goat. And, or there's a goat symbolism that they go to in the thing. And it's like really weird. And I don't know if anybody's into that here that would have any insight into it, but it's just something I've noticed on a massive scale lately, is just overwhelming goat symbolism.
Yeah, it's strange when they say this with sports too, right? Like they'll be like, oh yeah, he's a goat.
And that's right? Recent. That's only happened in the last decade or so.
Yeah, the first time I heard it was Ricky Carmichael with motocross. And this was back in, like, I want to say 2001 or so, 2002, maybe a little later.
Yeah, but, this is the age of acronyms too. I mean, back in the day, we used to say they were just the greatest of all time. We weren't lazy and had to say goat, you know? I mean,
yeah, well. What's crazy about it, though, is that how many goats are there? Like, if you're talking about a sport, football, there's the greatest of all time. There can't be.
Oh, they call Tom Brady the goat all the time, you know?
Well, in the same sentence, they'll say Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are both the goat. It's like, what the fuck? How? You know, you only have one. There's only one person that can be the goat. So
that's as ridiculous as saying they're both taller than each other.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like it's hypocritical, and I think that it is real subliminal, just to be, you know, getting people used to saying weird shit like that. I really do believe that there's a lot of like that satanic shit that they push, you know, and I think they believe in Satan and they follow it. Doesn't mean that you need to be Christian or whatever, but it just seems like that's what they fucking follow for sure.
Seems to be working for them, you know, often.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It always does until it doesn't. Ask like the Babylonians how it worked out for them in the end. You know, it was all going great until so.
Well, maybe they're still around. Maybe they're still the ones in power. Like, you know how we always say, like, the Third Reich fell. But then, like, people like us are like, no, they just rebranded. Maybe these Babylonians and these, like, mystery schools of Egypt and all that shit just rebranded too. And that, like, Pelosi is like a descendant of these people that were ruling in Babylon.
I mean, if you look at it, yeah. I mean, they go from empire to empire, basically hops, right? So it went from, you know, Babylon and Sumer to Egypt, and then from Egypt it bounced over to Greece and Rome, and then from Rome it bounced over here, and it kind of feels like that's the way things go. is that whoever is in power, at least in this, you know, European based history that we're taught, they're always based on some dark religion, you know, like whether it's the Babylonians, the Egyptians, the.
Where's it going next, do you think, Matt? I mean, you know more about history, I think, than anyone here. Where do you think it's going after? Because like you just said, right now, it's America. It's the United States. Where's it going after it's done here? Because it's almost done here, it looks
you
like.
You mean the next, like, empire, so to speak?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's, I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to guess. You know, it's one of those.
The kingdom of Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, I don't know what to think. What do they want? They want, obviously, the one system. Right, where everything's under one
planet Earth.
Yeah, it's all one, and I think that's darker than anything we have today.
Yeah, man, it's weird. I think that it could definitely be Russia. I think it could go back to that, like, easily. I think
it's going to lean more towards the BRIC side of things. You know, with the Russia, India, China,
Brazil.
I think it's. You know, it's been under, you think about it, the world's been under European, you know, if you include Italy in the European side, for thousands of years now, right? I mean, between Britain, Rome, and America controlling a vast majority of the world, it's been a couple hundred years now. So
what's the S in BRICS? Because you got Brazil, Russia, India, China, and what's the S?
Saudi Arabia.
Really? Jesus. Yeah.
Or South Africa. Sorry, South Africa.
Yeah, Saudi, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Saudi Arabia's with us.
Oh, they can have South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's interesting to think about that. They have their own currency now, right?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep. And they want to, you know, China's whole thing is to open back up that whole Silk Road, and that would open up BRICS even further, because they want the Silk Road basically to run through Africa, you know, across the Atlantic over to South America, in essence. So it's a worldwide thing.
I heard this really, really interesting blurb off of a guy that was talking on a podcast, and it got shared through some of the more well-known ones, and I saw it a few times on Facebook. I think he was from, I want to say he was from somewhere in Great Britain. He might have been from a different country, but he was European. He said, I don't know if you guys over in America know this, because I know that they haven't been covering it, but there's a shitload of countries right now with sizable revolts going against the elite governments in their sections. I think one of them was like Denmark, and a few of the Germanic countries, European countries. It's like all over the place. And he said, and what I've noticed is that every time they say something, they caveat it with, and if you're following these stories, just be really careful of disinformation, or be really careful of misinformation. He goes, so think about what everything is going on with America right now. There's more and more talk about civil war. And in the last couple of years, he goes, they have every chance they get over anything that somebody questions, they throw out the disinformation, misinformation. They're really cracking down, censoring platforms on disinformation and misinformation. He's all, I think that along with the fact that they're not covering all of these revolts in so many different countries going against their countries for the same reasons that a lot of the people in America are like, wow, we really had our eyes opened in 2020. And the whole disinformation thing, is that's the whole thing, is every time you start getting closer, every time you start questioning more, they are going to always, you know, slam on you the fact that anything and everything you might hear could be disinformation, except for what we're telling you, except for what we're telling you.
Very nice.
And I'm like, well, yeah, that's definitely been a thing, but I didn't know about the revolts. I didn't know that anything was happening. You have to really dig for it. And most of the time you have to go, from what I saw, you actually have to go to that country's news website to find it. They're not covering it anywhere. And like, it's, some of them are huge, like 25, 30,000 people doing protests against the Capitol steps. And obviously America being a leader in social fucking justice, this whole January 6th thing is on the front page of all of their news stories. They're doing a January 6th committee to make sure that these, you know, insurrectionists really get what's coming to them. And it's kind of this fear thing that the other countries are putting out to their people because, oh, look at what the leader of the quote unquote free world is doing when somebody tries to go against them. Just so you guys know, it's kind of one of those, we're not going to say that this is what we're going to do, but all of you guys protesting in our country, just so you guys know what the free world thinks about people that go against their government, you know, what do you think we're going to do?
Well, and what the hell happened with Canada too? You know, remember the truck rally shit, you know, like that
went away.
They froze bank accounts.
I know, but it was huge. It was everything in the news for like 2 weeks, you know, and then now it's gone. Right. So, but, and like all this stuff with Myanmar, remember that stuff with Myanmar? Like,
yeah,
the same time that our 2020 election was super weird. And, you know, I don't care what anyone says, dude, the 2020 election was stolen from Trump, but Trump, it's a shitty way to say it because Trump is on that whole side. I'll say it every day, dude, that Biden did not win this election, dude. I don't care about anyone. Yeah, I mean, yeah, no. What did they say? 78 million people voted for him. I'll tell you right now, probably not even 50 million people voted for him. But that doesn't mean that I'm a Trump supporter. You know, obviously I used to be big time, but man, that same stuff going on with Myanmar at the same time where they go and arrest this chick that has ties to Hillary Clinton of all people, you know, and then they make it so public. It seemed like a trick almost. Like they're trying to get people here in the United States to do what Myanmar did, right? Because there was a lot of people talking about, you know, Myanmar's doing this. We need to do that. We got all the guns and all these, you know, fucking obese Minutemen. Like I like to say, these people that think that they're fucking forming militias, but they weigh 400 pounds. You know, yeah, dude. I mean, these people think that they're fucking like ready to like rock if some shit goes down. And it's like I don't know if you saw the. That show Doomsday Preppers, there was a guy that's talking about like, yeah, we need to prepare for the end of the world. Dude accidentally shoots his thumb off and passes out. It's like, dude, if you pass out because you lose a digit, what's going to happen if there's literal like Nazis trying to come into your house? You're going to shit your pants. You're not going to shoot back at these people. So, you know, it's just funny, man. Like there's a lot of tough talk and stuff, but I don't think anyone's about that shit, dude. I think it's kind of scary to think about how easy, if our government came to our doors, how easy it would be for them to do it. I don't think many people,
I think
80% of people, and this is me being generous to the Minutemen out there, 80% of people would hand their guns over if the government said, you are now a felon if you have a gun. 80% of people would hand it right over. And luckily, they haven't really acted on it yet. I think that's what it is, though.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot easier than people would make it out to be, too. I mean, you know, like Biden said, you got to have, what did he say? You had to have like F-16s or and nukes or something to come with the government. So, yeah, I think they definitely have a leg up on everyone, for sure.
Well, that sounds like a threat, right, Joe? I mean, that sounds like it's crazy.
Or it's just Biden being Biden.
I don't see how people don't see this revolution meaning like revolving.
Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead.
Oh, of like every time you start coming into election season, like 6 months ago, there was obviously still all the political talk, but it was mostly everybody defending Biden. And now, right before the midterms, they raid Mar-a-Lago. There's all this shit coming out. They're sitting there talking about suppressing certain stories until after the fact because they don't want it to. They don't want it to influence the elections. And it's like, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, I don't give a fuck. How do you guys not see that they hold their cards until right before the election? They play some of them as if, well, it has to happen right now. And then they purposely hold the other ones back because they don't want to influence the elections.
That's the October surprise usually, right?
Yeah. I'm like, how do people not get this? Like it literally still sways people into voting a certain way. Like they don't get that. That's the whole point. Like, how do you not see right fucking through that?
They don't see the game of it yet, Ben. And that's the problem. They take these people at face value, right? Versus really looking behind what they're, and that they're puppets and they're just talking heads
and actors. And
yeah. Yeah. Like we talked about. And one of the things I heard, I was right before this, I think I was, it was the end of the Jimmy Dore podcast I was listening to. And they were talking to some medium and she was just talking back and forth. And she was talking about one of the things that's interesting about time right now is we're in a period where energies of the masses haven't been decided yet which way we're going. So we're in this really weird period of fluctuation where you get, you know, motivated to a certain extent, but you can't follow through and finish right now because as a whole, we haven't decided which way we're going. And you can, and there's two routes to go. And she didn't get into what the actual routes were, but as a whole, as you know, as the human race, we haven't yet decided which way we're going. And that energy is still being decided as we speak. And she said in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be decided. And I thought that was a really interesting way to look at it. Cause I don't know about you guys, but I felt the last couple of years, I felt more of like these energetic swings than I ever have in my life before. Like,
absolutely.
I was pretty immune to them before then. And now, you know, there'll be days I'll wake up and I'll feel like, man, I'm drained. I don't have any energy and I didn't do anything different, anything that would cause it, but it's just something like I'm feeling around me more. I don't know, you know, what the hell's going on that front, but I don't know what you guys think about that whole idea of the masses and the energy possibly not decided yet which path we take.
That's $1 million question, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it is, but it's just an interesting one in the sense that who knows, you know, if it is that way, what's going to be the deciding factor? You know, like that's what I was kind of thinking of, like what would cause something to sway one way or the other? It would have to be something either really bad or something really good.
Maybe they're trying to force it with the Great Reset. You know, I mean, if they really come in swinging with a central bank digital currency or all these other things that, you know, people talk about, I don't know. It could be something like that. It might not even be anything crazy or kinetic. I mean, a lot of people are talking about nukes. And I'm like, I don't think no one's nuking each other. Like it doesn't make sense to irradiate a country you're trying to take over unless it's just like fuck you bomb, you know?
Yeah. It'd be like the nukes that they used in Japan, like the fire bombs, right? It could be something like that, I think would be more realistic. But like, yeah, exactly. You know, what's interesting too about that whole energy thing, which I'm not too huge on. I know that energy's real, but like, people take it to these insane levels. Like that lady that you're mentioning, Matt, I don't know. You know, she says that we're going down two paths, but then she doesn't mention either side. You know, I think that some of these people just kind of talk out of their ass. Not saying she didn't necessarily, but it is interesting that there was like a spike in depression before 9/11 happened. And like weeks before 9/11 happened, people could pick up that something really, really bad was going to happen. And like me and I, especially like Ron from New England, we've talked about this, like, you know, that I felt like this impending sense of doom for like a while. Right. He has too.
And animals, Ryan, right? Like that's one of the crazy things. Like when natural disasters and things happen, the one thing that you notice before anything is animals start acting very abnormally. And I've been doing a lot of research into like, there was a whole bunch of fires back in 1871. And in all the firsthand accounts, they're talking about not only were the animals acting off, the people were acting off. You know, I mean, more advanced supposedly, but yeah, he said it even affected the people in the sense that's how powerful whatever it was that was brewing was coming. And then he said, once that storm released, he said it was just pure mayhem.
So I think what it is, dude, is like how animals, when they sense something like that, they'll run away. They act on instinct. Animals, like 90% of what they do is just off instinct, right? Yep. But we as people, like you said yourself, you know, we're supposedly more evolved than animals. We have this barrier where we won't act off instinct because we're told to like critically think about something before we act. But sometimes you'll just have a bad feeling about something. But then you're like, well, I need to do this anyway. And then it still ends up like fucking you over because you thought that you were acting rationally, instead of instinctively just doing whatever your gut or your whatever tells you to do. I got in a car accident like a while ago, and like that morning when I woke up, it was so hard for me to actually leave the house. Like I was like, dude, I don't want to fucking go anywhere. Like, you know, even way more so than usual. And then I got in like a little fender bender. It wasn't anything like bad. No one got hurt, thankfully, but you know, shit like that. Like listen to those little things that happen.
And that's the thing I was going to say, Ryan, listen to them, right? We ignore them because we gotta get to our 9 to 5 and you know, we gotta eat dinner at a certain time and shit like that. And we ignore this shit. And then we pay the consequences anyway. And then we want to blame someone else because it happened to us. It's like, no, dude, look in the mirror and you got to listen. If the signs are there right in front of you, you got to take the time and look and observe them.
Dude, that one, when that dude followed me at that store, and like it tripped me out. It was after we did a cartel episode and shit, me and Pastor Sam from Mexico. I was in the shower that morning. And I had a fucking panic attack randomly, like before any of this happened. And then I go, you know, it's 3:30 in the morning or so when I wake up for work. And, you know, I get to the store and it's dark. And then this fucking dude's following me and like clearly trying to fuck with me somehow. I don't know if he was trying to rob me or whatever. I always have a gun on me. So like it luckily nothing happened. But dude, it was wild. Like I had my hand in my pocket on my gun, like fucking walking back, like trying to avoid this dude. But I had, I had a panic attack before any of this happened, an hour or two before it even like started happening. So there's definitely something to it. And you know how I feel about that stuff. I'm like, I'm not one of these intuitive people where, you know, Ghost and Nico always try and tell me I'm an empath. I really don't think I am at all. But you know, there's something to that stuff. There's something to, you know, kind of just like getting a bad vibe before anything even happens. So it's weird, dude. I think a lot of people have been feeling that, just to tie it back to like what you were talking about, Matt. A lot of people have been feeling that shit. And I think something might actually happen. I just don't know when. And I hate when people assign dates to it.
Oh, dude, that date shit, it's got to stop. You know,
it has to.
Dates. We survived another one. 9/24 came and passed, and you know, the day that we'll live in infamy, it just went out like a fart in the wind.
Well, it's funny that there are people doubling down after it, like usual, but there are people doubling down like, no, this happened in this country and this happened in this country. Like, yeah. I don't think that's what everyone was thinking.
It happens in a country day. Every day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jen. It's the same thing I was thinking.
I'm like, the last 2 years. Dude,
have you ever heard of the Florida Man thing? Look up Florida Man and any date. Something in Florida happened on that date. Like, it's,
well, here's one for you, Ben. I was listening to Two Bears podcast, which has usually Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer on it. But Bert was out, so Rogan was filling in for him. And so Tom and Rogan were talking about last time that Tom was on Rogan's show, and they were joking around about and Joe said something like, yeah, they were talking about the homeless. And Joe's like, yeah, we should just shoot them because we can't take their stuff. He's like, because, you know, like if you touch their stuff, you'll get arrested because you're stealing. But in California, you can just shoot people and get away with it. So you're better off just shooting them than touching their stuff. In a totally joking manner. Well, the news took that clip and then tied it to homeless violence and tried to say that they were instigating homeless violence by their, you know, their comments, when in reality,
you mean by the two fucking comedians on a podcast called Two Bears joking about shooting homeless people?
Exactly.
Are we not allowed to joke about shooting people anymore? It used
to be, can't joke about anything. There's no joking about anything if it's against what
they... Okay, so let's open up this one then. Because this is something that obviously I know pretty much everybody agrees on. It just gets stuck in my craw every now and again, is this whole changing of the English language to fit whatever it is that they want it to fit. This whole idea of inciting violence, showing any form of aggression. It's like there's a reason why aggression and violence are two different things. This whole silence is violence. There was this major broadcast where I think it was either, the late CNN host, Brian Stelter,
Did he die finally?
No, Potato Head got fired.
Oh.
No, he got fired. That's why I said the late CNN host, meaning like late as in his job title.
I was so hopeful.
Sure.
Yeah, that would have been great. He's, you know, anyway.
Side note, he is 3 years older than I am.
I know, and you shaved your head. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, yeah, dude, it's just easier. It's just easier.
instead of Ryan, I'm just going to start calling you Brian. So
do it, Stelter.
They had on this guest, and the guest said, you know, the world has just clearly gone mad, and you could tell she was just over the interview. And he had the balls to be like, oh, explain to me how has the world gone mad? And she was like, well, when people start saying silence is violence, the world has gone mad because silence is silence and violence is violence. And she has this whole list of things that she was 100% spot on about. And I'm like, yeah. And the crazy part is that people that even know in the back of their minds, like, oh, it's so fucking stupid, are still starting to adhere to it, where you may not say that thing on Facebook because you're going to get called a racist and you don't want to get put in that camp and you don't want it to go viral, even if it's not racist. You can't say something aggressive without somebody saying you're inciting violence. It's like, no, I'm being aggressive and I'm doing it on social media. Whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. It's like, okay, I get it. Words can hurt, but you know what words hurt? They hurt abstract things, not concrete things. They hurt your feelings. Feelings are real, but they are not concrete. They are abstract. The same with words. Words are not concrete, they're abstract.
Well, and that's the problem.
And it's like, it's like people don't have thick skin anymore in the metaphorical sense of thick skin.
Well, because why? Why has this been pushed down, right? Why? Because
they're pushing us into the metaverse, and you can't physically hurt someone in the metaverse. You can physically or verbally assault them in the metaverse. The metalverse would be dope, actually, just that constant cool. Metal. But yeah, the metaverse is, you know, you can't physically harm someone. So yeah, words. If I say, you know, fuck you, Matt, that's equivalent to me stabbing you with a knife in the metaverse, you know? So
which is
yeah,
funny dude, because if I hear one of my guy friends say fuck you, I instantly reply, oh, I love you too.
Exactly. I mean, it's a joke, dude. Like,
yeah, you know, Instagram has been censoring a lot of that stuff now too. I said something the other day.
Really? It was like
a clip from a movie, and they censored it and took down my comment because it said offensive things. I'm like, it's a joke, and it was a line from a movie. I guess the algorithm doesn't know that quite yet.
Algorithms do not have sense of humor, Joe.
No,
I got banned from Facebook for 24 hours because I quoted that song where it says, "Show me your bobs."
You're still your on Facebook.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
I guess it's the only platform I'm on. I've never been.
Yeah, it's
on
called
Twitter.
Meta now,
I don't
guys.
Go on Instagram.
Fucking be real here.
It is. It's fucking funny. It is funny. But no, I said something about like there's that whole song where they took real mis-Englished things from people that were hitting on women, and it was horribly.
You guys have seen this video, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Show I think me your bobs, played it one your time. Yeah.
And so basically, I had posted that, and I misspelled it on purpose. I said, "Show me your bobs," and then dot 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 in your vagina. I didn't even spell it right. It was vegan with an A at the end. They not only took down the comment, but then they put me in Facebook jail for 24 hours for going against the sexual community standards. And I'm like, first of all, you know that that was a real person. And he was probably in the country that those fucking comments were made after and took high offense to it and was like, fuck this guy. Fuck this honky. I'm like, whatever, man. I'm
whoa,
like, oh, so
what year
stupid.
Is it right now? Jesus, honky.
Honky.
Fuck you those honky.
Boner.
Yeah, dude, that is pretty wild, Ben. Sorry, that's kind of sucks.
No. It's I thought it was hilarious because I'm like, this is really what it's coming to. Like, hold on a second. So if I had said, "Show me your boobs and your vagina,"
that's okay.
Would that have been better?
Yeah.
Like. Oh, my bad. I thought misspelling it based on a comedy song was.
No, it's because those Indian comments have been reported so much. The algorithm is like, oh, we got another Indian guy here. Boot him.
Yeah. Sexual harassers by country are Italians first and foremost, always. It's a country of sexual harassers. And then India is a close second.
Facts. Oh, my God. They'd make you think America's number one in that region, but I don't think so.
No.
Dude, it's Italy all day.
Like, do you guys remember way back in the day trying to blame? Sorry, I'm like dying over here. Sorry. So back in the day, you could try to blame someone for you getting in trouble by saying they told me to do it or they were doing it. Hey, she told me to do it. And our parents or the cops or whoever it was would say, hey, if so-and-so told you to jump off a bridge, would you do that? Which is taking away the power of the words. That is what our leaders right. told us back in the day. Who cares what people say to you? Do your own thing. Have your own convictions. And now they're like,
yes.
He told you to kill herself? In jail for her. Fuck that.
Yeah.
They don't trust us yeah. to make our own decisions. They're like, no, we're going to do whatever everyone tells us.
We actually are at a point now where you can't trust them. So it's like, where do we go from that? Like, no offense, we've bred an entire generation now where it's like, yeah, you're actually, yeah, it sucks, but I actually can't trust them to make their own decisions. Like, that's the one thing I keep telling my kid. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what anybody else does. I don't give a shit. If they said it's the right thing to do, go do this. If you know that it's the wrong thing, don't use that as an excuse for what you're about to go do. Have your own morals. I don't care if I'm there or not. Say, nope, because in the very least, even though I kind of want to, I'm going to get my ass kicked by my dad if I go do that. Good enough for me. At least you have somewhat of a conscience. I'll play God in the back of your mind for a minute, as long as you don't do the shitty thing that somebody else is telling you to do. Like, just don't do it.
Yeah, I've told.
Dad, is this Ben, that dumb kids? Dumb
oh,
kids
this is the talk? Yeah, this is the Gen Z. Like, simple fucking. We'll listen to like a minute.
Pure gold.
Because it's
I'm gonna get so
dude.
Angry.
It's disgusting.
Are on the U.S. flag.
52.
Yes. What state is Utah in?
Michigan.
Yes. Do you know what state Utah is in?
Yo. Utah, to be honest with you, I never heard of that place ever in my life. I live under a rock.
Can you name three countries besides the USA?
I suck at history. That was like my worst subject. Can we do like science?
No. Any three. You know this.
A country? Oh yeah. My geez. This is terrible. Oh my God. Country. Wait, besides the U.S.?
Yeah.
Love all the countries scrolling on the side.
Sorry, yeah. I can't.
All right, it's fine.
People are just nervous.
Do you know how many dimes there are in the dollar? Make up $1.
A dime is the 10 cent or the 5 cent?
You tell me.
I don't know.
Came three countries besides the USA.
Damn.
Any three. You know this.
Canada? New Mexico. Right? That's good?
Yeah.
Damn, I need one more. Damn.
Yeah, so you got Canada, New Mexico, and what?
Damn. I need to go back to school.
Do you know how many states there are in total in the U.S.?
100.
How many continents are there?
Three.
Continents?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what two countries border the U.S.?
So bordered?
Yeah, like on the borders.
The only border that I know is Puerto Rico and Mexico.
Yes. Who fought in the Civil War?
I don't know. You talking about president-wise?
No, the people. Who against who?
I don't know that one. I know it had to do like what with France and I don't know the other
straight
one.
Straight face.
France and who? You're close.
That can't go, man. It really. I
France and the British are the same
real.
Thing.
Yeah, Matt froze.
Uh-oh.
Damn, I don't know.
Oh, I was wondering what was going on.
Who did they fight against?
He's just currently smiling at that frozen
us?
Video.
Matt, you're frozen.
Yes. Do you know what continent we're on right now?
France.
Do you know who fought in the Civil War?
Amazing.
Oh,
absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank God.
I wonder,
I can't watch 11 minutes
where
of
were they? New York or something?
New York.
Man, I don't think that if we did that here in like Arizona, I don't think it would be like that at all. Honestly,
yeah, you got to go to the real.
Yeah, but what would you do, Ryan, if it was?
Man, yeah, it would be hard for me not to like roast them. You know, just it's. it can't be real, dude. It's got to be set up. You know, do you think that's 100%?
No. That's real.
I absolutely believe that's real. They've done this on multiple platforms in multiple cities across the U.S. San Francisco, L.A. are two of the worst. They've done it in Texas, New York City. Like, so think about it in their element. You're talking about somebody who was born and raised in a city that no matter how old you get, no matter what you do, you could never see everything in that city ever. Like, their whole life. Born, raised, some of them have never left those cities. That's how big they are. And that's where their family's at. They're generationally born and raised there, sometimes for all the way back until the turn of the century in the 1900s. Sure. Like, they don't ever get out and they don't give a fuck. All they know is commerce, jobs, and that's it.
And food. Next question is, should we be just, should the United States be nuked? I mean, maybe. Honestly.
Some parts of it for sure. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
God. Well, if one part gets it, then we're all gonna get the freaking iodine or the not the iodine. Iodine helps. The radiation.
Hey, we'll take the Hiroshima blast. That they managed pretty well after that one.
That's true.
Yeah, everything grew. They were back in there what the next day or 3 days later or something like that. It seemed pretty fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
As Alex Stein screams, the trains were running the next day, you know?
Joe sent me a fucking meme the other day that said, it was a headline, and it says, Japan has never seen a heat wave like this. And then the next thing is that it shows that the atom bomb exploding.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's fucked up.
It should have shown a weather map with just two nuclear blasts coming up from the cities.
Awesome. Two mushroom clouds.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's really crazy about that is that the wave happened so fast that, or I'm sorry, the light was so intense. And I mean, they talk about it being like a welding arc, like, and it's so big. That's why people would have blast shields and things like that, even if they were sometimes, you know, 20 miles away out of the blast radius, was that it's so bright that it can actually burn your retinas if you're staring at the light. And when Nagasaki and Hiroshima bombs exploded, the light was so intense that it whitewashed around people, leaving permanent shadows of them behind it. I'm like, holy shit. And like, you could still see some of them today because it permanently whitewashed, like the one that I remember was whitewashing steps with this perfect silhouette of a guy that had been standing in front of those steps and the light hit. I'm all, well, I mean, you know, he got toasted like 2 seconds later.
I was going to say, maybe that was just people ink, you know? It just vaporized him and tattooed him onto the building.
Well, they were talking about in the 1871 fires, the fires got so hot, they melted iron. Like, yep. they melted vault, like steel vaults too, like, safety or, like a secure vault would melt it and there'd be nothing left. That's some heat right there. It's just insane. What could cause something to be that?
Twin Towers heat.
Yeah.
Melting metal.
Well, yeah. I fucking just watching a goddamn video on that today and it made me so upset. The fact that they showed the rubble from the helicopter footage that they got after the buildings to collapse, not to mention they go through the whole collapsing and how it's clearly a demolition fucking straight down, right? But what was crazy was why wasn't there 110 stories worth of rubble mounted up? You see it. It's nothing but dust where the bottom of the frames of the towers, like if you've ever seen a picture of the lower part of the tower, the reinforced beams had these gorgeous steel arches that went up. I think it was like 6 or 7 stories. And those were the outside braces. And then the beams from those braces went up and got thinner as it got to the top. And basically it was fortified at the bottom, inside and out in the lobby. And those beams got thinner as they went up and they were reinforced like this. Those beams from the helicopter, when the dust was still settling, the beams on the outside of the tower were cut like this and bent backwards, but the inside of it almost had no rubble all the way down through the lobby. Where did all of it go? They said that they are still missing, or they never found 1,500 people's DNA. So there's only one way that they said that could have happened, and that's cold fusion. The idea of instantly vaporizing it, not with heat, but the opposite effect.
Yep.
Where basically, like, if you've ever seen like anime or something like that, they freeze something and then they punch it and it shatters and then melts. And so you don't really ever see any of what was originally there chemically. That's basically what cold fusion was. And they're like, there's no way, because if nobody heard bombs, nobody heard any bombs. So that would signify an actual demolition explosion. So how could they get it to virtually implode, vaporizing everything inside, causing minimal outside ferocity? It was wild. I'm like, God damn it. I've already been down this fucking hole however many times in the last however many years. Shit. All right, let's look up another one.
Yeah, fuck. Dude. That stuff's really interesting, man. It's so funny because, like, even though everything that you said makes so much sense, it always just sounds so crazy when someone's ranting about 9/11. But I love it. I believe it 100%. I believe, like, everything you said, but it's just so funny, like, when you're like, the cold fusion, fuck it, everything's like side, you know, it's just like, it's funny to me because, like, I said, dude, I totally believe it, but at this point it's almost like, man, if you don't believe that 9/11 was some sort of inside, because that's what you're talking about, right? I just popped in. But I mean, like, if you don't believe that was some sort of inside job, like, you're just lost, dude. Like, it's absolutely, you know what I mean? Like, That's
how I feel about the moon landing, though, too, is I'm like, dude, at this point, if you honestly believe that we landed on the moon 50 fucking years ago without ever having gone back, I'm sorry. You're missing the whole game.
I got in an argument with a family member at a Christmas party last year. Right after,
you're an asshole.
You made it. No, I didn't try. Dude, I wore my government is the virus shirt to my family Christmas party, right? So I walk in there and my cousin, who is and I've told this story on my show before, but my cousin, that's she's a hardcore ICU nurse and, like, really, really good at her job. Super, super accomplished individual. She went up to New York, like, when COVID started, and she was helping everybody when they're all decked out. So she's a full believer, like, COVID is like this, you know, organic nature is just striking at us for some reason. And She was like, I'm offended by your shirt, you know, kind of joking because we're drinking and stuff. And I'm like, why? You know, we get into this whole vaccine debate. She ends up crying at the end of it because I'm like asking her, like, you know, who made the vaccine? Like, you know, that there's no actual, like, sample of COVID and all this stuff. And then so when she's crying, like, we go outside and her husband was like, you don't believe in all conspiracies, do you? And I just go, well, I mean, like, you know, there's some that are pretty interesting. And he's like, well, what about, like, the moon landing? And I'm like, well, if you look into it with, like, Stanley Kubrick and NASA and that relationship, and he's just like, I can't. And he just walked away, dude. Like, two family members that just got so angry at me, like, a visceral reaction for me, like, just simply, like, saying, like, you can't.
That's cognitive dissonance right there, man.
It was.
Why did they get angry, though? I don't understand that.
Well, there's alcohol involved. I mean, like, I don't think that she would have. I don't think that she would have cried. And she even felt really stupid crying. Because I'm this idiot that barely passed high school with, like, a 2.5 GPA. And she's, like, got her doctorate and shit. And I'm like holding my own in an argument with her. And she's, like, crying over it. So, like, cause, you know, she should be able to, like, basically, like, kick my ass in a verbal argument like that about her profession.
You also do have a very particular delivery method that I think it just shovels underneath of people's skin a little bit.
Maybe. So this is why I use when Ryan was saying that, you know, if you still believe the 9/11 narrative, like, what is going on? That's why I use that as my standard first question when I first meet someone for the first time. Hey, do you think 9/11 was real? They say yes, then sorry, one less person to know now.
How does that go? You're like, hey, Joe, nice to meet you. What do you think's going on with 9/11? Is that how you just start a conversation?
Yeah. Every new person. Yeah.
That's the thing, though, is that you ask somebody on the West Coast, you're like, so do you think that 9/11 was an inside job? And they get super pissed about it. It's like, hold on a second. Why do you care? You're 3,000 miles away.
Yeah. It was a tragedy.
But I knew someone.
They attacked us.
Oh, no, I agree it was a tragedy, but the tragedy.
No, I'm saying that's what they would say.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe all those people were assholes. Who knows, you know?
What is this picture you're showing us, Matt? You had naked ladies on the screen. What's going on?
Yeah, incredible vintage photos, apparently. No, it's hilarious. Just to show that this whole Ukraine is just bullshit. You know, we're supposedly at war with Russia, but yet we're going to resume space missions with Russia.
Why do they have American flags right next to the Russian flags?
To let you know it's real.
Because
don't ask any questions about it.
They're partners.
That guy on the right hand side, his name is Nikolai Chubb.
Oh, that's great. Nikolai Chubb.
But yeah, it's just hilarious that, you know, supposedly we're fighting viciously on the ground, yet we're gonna go. It's just like the whole space race, right? I don't feel like there was a space race. It was more like a space collaboration. So,
man, I hate to bring this up again, but why does anyone pay taxes? Why does anyone pay taxes?
So we can watch shitty NASA footage.
Shitty NASA so footage and fucking pay... collaborations with the enemy, supposedly. Come on. The fuck?
No, we pay taxes so that we can pay the salaries of the 87,000 IRS agents that are going to come arrest us if we don't pay their salary. So you it's just
the vicious circle. The new 75,000 to 80,000 IRS agents.
Something like that.
The additional ones.
They're only going after the rich, though.
$400,000 or more, supposedly.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And what I really think it is, I think they're going to they're out there to get the COVID money back, right? In all reality, all those people that took the fucking PPPI and shit, or PPIE, they're going to go hard after them.
PPI. Yeah,
maybe
the money that people like businesses and like small businesses got.
Small businesses got loans to pay their employees, and they were loans. They thought they were handouts, but the government wants their money back. It was a loan, apparently. Not
they got to pay more. They got to pay Ukraine. I mean, come on, that's understandable, right?
Yeah, I love that meme of. It's actually Cardi B stripping, but it's Zelensky's face on Cardi B's body. And Biden's in the back throwing money at it. Have you seen that? I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, find that. Did you guys see the video of... It's just become comical now. Him and a bunch of European leaders were meeting, and they're out on the lawn, and they're all behind a podium. Now, mind you, there's like five of them. The other four... are all in their traditional, you know, blue suit, and he's out there in his fucking olive khakis and t-shirt, like just to tell us that he's at war. And after this speech, he's going right back to the front lines to go fight. Like, when have you ever seen a president wear fatigues?
He wears whatever wardrobe and makeup tells him to wear.
It's embarrassing.
I don't know. When have you ever seen a fucking president fall off a goddamn bicycle?
Or fall up the stairs.
Or get lost at a press conference.
Stairs. He fell up the stairs. He fought that gravity so hard.
Are you in Oregon?
Did you see him the other day where he was at that, I don't know what meeting it was, that forum, and he gave his speech and he was walking off stage, and the guy starts thanking him and he starts walking back on stage and he just kind of disappears, and the guy's still talking to him. Oh, dude, this
they play that on OBDM. They played robot noises. They were like,
I like the clip where he legitimately full on commits, handshakes to the right, turns left to exit, but there's nobody there. Nothing. Where he's all like this, and he straight up commits to the shake like a fucking dog, and then turns around and goes and walks off stage. And everybody was like, was he told somebody was supposed to be there?
Every single time he walks off stage, I just think.
So,
like a cartoon.
Did you see the Dan Bongino episode? I don't know if you guys watch or know who Dan Bongino is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So I love that guy. I don't know if he is, what's it called? Controlled opposition. I don't fucking know. He is.
Yeah, he said he was gonna quit Fox if they made him. get the vaccine, and if they made other people get the vaccine, and he's still working there. So, you know, yeah, dude's a fraud.
Like, he brought up this, or no, I'm sorry, it wasn't him. I think he circulated it, but it was a news clip. They did it on multiple platforms. It's fucking ridiculous. Of Biden, they're panning in around the table, and they're asking questions. He's got like this, he's got this paper in front of him, and it's a pamphlet, and there's like words written on the back of it and stuff. And they're asking him what he's going to talk about today. And he turns around his paper, and this is like a live moving video, and they zoomed in on it. And it literally says, you're going to be at a meeting for this subject. You will take your seat. You will wait until this. You will do this. I'm like, the only thing short that they were waiting for is you will breathe.
Do not poop your pants.
Stay in the
meeting. That was on the earpiece he had.
No.
Yeah. How many times? How many times has he read the cue card? Like where they say it says say it again, and he'll read out say it again, and then he'll read it again. Like this guy. I mean, it's. I feel bad.
It's like go fuck yourself, San Diego. Remember that from Anchorman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just read what's on the teleprompter.
Or like, what was it? The one with Steve Carell and...
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, Bruce Almighty.
This one.
Bruce Almighty, yeah.
I can't remember the fucking name.
All right, hey, guys. Sorry to do this. I got to head out. No pun intended.
I was about to, too. I gotta eat food. Funny.
35 minutes later than my goddamn normal kickout time.
I appreciate every minute of it, Ben. Thank you very much. And Lene, thank you for allowing him to stay up late.
I have nothing to do with it. Thanks for letting me tag along.
Oh, our pleasure. Joe and Jen, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hey, anytime. I'll have to come join you guys soon.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Our whole thing fucking.
Is that just the internet?
Oh. It might be.
Was it lagging out?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Have a good night, guys. Yeah. See you later.
Bye, guys.
See
you guys.
Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
So and then there were two.
It's just us now, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. They left when I was trying to find this Zelensky stripping.
That's why I wanted to see your. I knew you were searching for that one thing. I wanted to see it before we cut out.
Yeah, it's not. I don't see it anywhere on here, but it's okay. It's hard to find, man. They scrub the internet of this stuff, you know?
Well, and that's why I keep telling people, you know, if you can get your hands on it and print it out, especially some of these website articles too, because they're changing them regularly and not even, you know, not even they used to put it in like the footer that it was last updated. Now they're just changing it flat out and not telling you.
Yeah, it's definitely scary. It's you know, we'll have to see what ends up actually happening here, man. I think that there will be some tough times. I've said that for a while, but I don't know when they're coming. No one does other than the people that are in control of shit like this, but definitely some weird stuff's going to happen, dude. But like, what are we going to do? Are we going to fucking be scared the whole time?
No, that's why I think, and that's why I don't like saying like shit's going to get bad. I think it's just going to get weird. You know, I mean, bad is just all perspective, you know, and the way you look at it, because I don't want to put it in people's heads anymore that shit's going to happen, because no one fucking knows. And anybody that tells you they know is full of shit, because none of it's happened. Right. We understand, you know, in general premises, right. They're pushing us towards digital currency. They're doing this. They're doing that. We get that. But this whole, you know, how long have we pushed food shortages? How long have we pushed this and that? And it's like, guys, enough of the pushing it, because you don't know. It's all these people that are making money off of pushing the fear porn that are benefiting from it.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, what's interesting, you know, I'm about to quit Pepsi, but there's recently the recent shortage that we've seen there is a CO2 shortage.
Okay.
Which it doesn't even seem possible, but there's apparently CO2 mines, which I didn't even know, but it's definitely affecting the products. Like, you know, we'll get new products in and they're like, only order this amount because we don't have enough for you to order, like everyone to order over that, you know? So I think that at the very least, people are going to have to tighten their belts, which is probably good for this country.
Do you think that's intentional?
Yes,
I do. I just think it's I think they're just trimming down the, I think we got so gluttonous with the volume that they were producing that these companies were losing so much on shit that was being wasted, that it was overproduction and oversaturation. I think, you know, now they're scaling back and testing. I think these are little tests to see how far can we pull back on this before it really causes a problem, you know?
Maybe. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, but I think it also makes a ton of sense that, you know, with the chaotic and with the approval rating of the government as a whole, right? It's got, I mean, realistically, it's got to be 20%. I mean, they'll tell you it's a lot higher, it's got to be, you know, 20% or under. They'll tell you it's higher, but it's obscene how many people, when you get out there and you talk to a lot of people, I talk to so many people every day, and that's going to change soon, but I talk to a lot of people every day in Arizona, red state as a whole, but a very blue city. Tucson, Arizona is a blue city. Everyone talks about how much they hate the government, dude. I mean, you can't avoid the conversation these days. So I think it could be a really elaborate way, a very subliminal way, but I think that these are the most effective methods of freaking people out, that the government's going to say, hey, you guys don't like us. There's shortages now. You think it's bad now. We can make it real fucking bad on you guys. You know, there's a CO2 shortage. You guys aren't going to be able to get your soda and your beers and stuff like that. It's just a shortage. It's not out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same way that sanctions work. You know, sanctions are the most effective on a country. Like, you know, when the United States want to imply sanctions on Russia, they're not so effective when they actually implement them. The threat is what's real. That's what actually keeps Russia in check. Now that we're trying to sanction them, who's winning this little cold war, right? Russia, hands down, is the, I mean, their currency's rising. Ours is falling like a fucking hot potato, you know? So, man, it's the new form of warfare is psychological warfare. It's been in existence since warfare has existed. But, you know, the psychological warfare with governments doing it to their own people is going to hit, and it's going to be so noticeable that even a dummy will understand that their government's against them here in the United States and around the world, really.
Well, yeah, and it's been perfected on the mass population over the last, 60, 70 years since the end of World War II. You know, they were really into the mind control studies and getting into, you know, all these different, the ultras, the Mockingbird programs and all this stuff. And yeah, we're starting to see the effects of it now. Like, it's been probably 3 solid generations worth of programming that they've gotten us into, and you're starting to see the results of it. And it's amazing because they intentionally want our kids dumber, and they're not even trying to hide it anymore. We got a note on the first day of school this year from our school's principal saying that there will be no more homework, because they felt like it really didn't accomplish anything. And that, and I'm like, well, yes and no, but what are you going to put in its place? Are you going to supplement it with anything? No, they're just, that's it. And it's like, man. So you're giving the kid no work to take home. There's, everything is done in school and there's nothing outside of school. Like, it's just laziness on the school's part is how I see it.
What do you think that that's instilling in these kids though? Like, if you were to just think about that really quickly, like, cause something comes to my mind right away.
Oh, I don't have to work. I just have to show up and at school and that's it. Once I don't have to do anything.
Definitely that for sure. But I mean, like an independent, like a small business owner, they're doing all their work on their own terms. They're getting stuff done when there's no teacher looking over their head or no boss looking over their head, right? Or over their shoulder, I should say. Dude, you stop giving kids homework, man. There's a lot of initiative is getting taken away from these kids to get their shit done. You know, like to...
Oh, yeah. That whole responsibility. Just the idea of having homework, having to go home, do it.
Take extra time to get something done.
Yeah, bring it and then physically bring it back to school. Remember, because that's a responsibility to put it in your bag, to bring it back to school and then be able to hand it in.
Make sure your dog doesn't eat it and all that shit.
Yeah, you don't lose it on the bus, all that shit. It doesn't, you know, your lunch doesn't spill on it. Like, it's a responsibility. Yeah. You know, it's as stupid as it may sound. It's these little things that they're taking away from kids that are, you know, it's like chores, you know, like at home. I know, you know, most kids don't have chores. My kid has chores. Like, make sure he has his chores. Like, he has a list of things that he has to do. And if he doesn't get those things done, then he doesn't have any privileges at the time. Like, you know, it's kind of like, you want to play Xbox? Well, no, you can't. You want to go outside? No, you can't. You got to finish your chores. And when they're done, then you can get it done. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, my dad used to have, he made fake checks. And I used to have to like you know, he'd say I have like 20 fake dollars a week.
Yep.
And I had to write a check. And if I wanted cereal, I had to write a check for it. This guy thought the checks were still going to be written in, you know, as an adult here. He taught me some good things, but that was not a useful thing. You know, I haven't written a check.
That's fucking hilarious. Your dad made you pay for breakfast.
Well, not with real money.
I get it. Like, it's Monopoly money in a sense, but you had to pay for breakfast. That's exactly. A brilliant concept. I'm going to think about charging my kid for breakfast now.
Yeah, dude. So like, you know, you're learning that there is a budget and things like that. But yeah, dude, what I was going to say is like, your kid could get homework, like your son could get homework and not necessarily tell you about it. So like, the responsibility is partially on him 100% to just get that thing done, you know, get the homework done. So it's really shorting the kids when they're not giving them this stuff, man. I don't have a kid, but you know, I know you know that, but like, people may not know that, dude. My heart goes out to anyone that has a kid right now, dude. I can't imagine how stressful it is.
Yeah, people. That's always been stressful. Yeah, they got to realize that you have to be there, be present. Like, right, you have to be right there with these kids, especially at the younger ages, to steer them, right, and show them, and put a little work ethic into them, and you know, and like my kid, I make him still read every night, even though he's got no homework. He's got to read every night, and he's got to either do physical activity, you know, which is go out, play with the dog, go run around the yard, do something like that. Or he's got to do like something creative, which is like, he can do anything from creative, you know, learn how to create a video on the computer, to draw, to write, do something. Because otherwise these kids, you know, too many parents fall, and I'm guilty of it on certain days. You know, you've had a long ass day and you get home and he's, you know, full energy. And I'm like, dude, just take your phone. Go ahead. 5 minutes. I need to get away. I need a break. I got to go, or I got to go make dinner, you know, whatever. And you're guilty of it. But some parents, that's it every day. Same thing. Kid, phone. Then you can't get it away from them. You go to take it away from them. Now it's a problem because
the drug.
They're in for the dopamine rush. And you know, I know we've talked about this before, and it's the same with the video games and everything, and even television. Television is the same way. You get that rush in your brain from it, and that's why that movie, you know, that Stay Tuned movie hit me to come full circle. I was like, man, I was thinking about like how many people, especially like in the 90s, how many dads were just those guys? They you know, they worked their job, they came home, had their dinner, and then sat on the couch. That's it. They'd watch their sports or watch their programs, and that was it. That was their life, you know, and that they were content with it. And I'm like,
yeah.
And they're the ones that's exactly what they, you know, they wanted was, you know, the docile people just to, yeah, okay, good. I got to work my job. I'm going to come home. I'm going to watch TV, get indoctrinated a little bit, and I'm going to go back and work, do it all over again the next day. And there's no thinking involved, right? And that's what I'm afraid of with these kids. We're taking the thinking out of it, and then you just become, you know, a robot in a sense.
The thinking, and there's another really important part of all this stuff, not just the thinking, but the accountability. And that goes back to that homework. There's no accountability, dude. If you're bad at something, well, maybe it's because you had a bad teacher, right? Even the bullying, dude, we've talked about this before. Bullying's not necessarily bad. It's really not. It's kind of a rite of passage in a way. I'm not saying that people should go and fucking, you know, tell people to go kill themselves and stuff, but like getting in a fight as a kid isn't the end of the world. You know, getting pushed around by a bigger kid isn't the end of the world, because you know what that teaches you to do? You're either going to get tired of it and you're going to punch this bigger kid in the face, and then he's going to think twice before he fucks with you again, or you're going to become a pussy and then you're going to feel like really bad and it's going to boil up and then there's going to be some serious problems, right? Yep. So
people just take advantage of you the rest of your life because you just roll over anytime there's any conflict or any confrontation.
And you don't think that now that bullying's not allowed in schools, that that like bosses aren't going to take advantage of those weaker people? You know, there's the people that rise in companies, they automatically have that alpha gene to an extent. You know, I'm not saying like, you know, someone that rises up at like Pepsi where I work, they're not necessarily an alpha, right? And there's a lot of corporation, you know, the whole stuff where, you know, if you feel like you're being threatened, you can go against that. But if you have like a smaller job, a construction job or something, the foreman on like a construction job has that alpha gene, and they're going to take advantage of that bitch that is like, okay, I'll do the extra work with the same pay, you know, like instead of standing up for themselves, man. So like that same bullying cycle will be present as these kids today grow into adults. They just won't know how to deal with it unless, you know, daddy's around or mommy's around to, you know, fucking give them hot chocolate or whatever the fuck they need to get over it, you know?
Yeah, dude, it's amazing. It's hilarious. We had soccer practice the other night for my kid, and, it's 5 o'clock after school, whatever. And one of the girls on his team shows up with like a double scoop ice cream cone right before practice. And we're like, you know, that's probably not the best idea to eat that before practice. We told it to her and her dad. And he's like, well, I promised her ice cream. I'm like, well, I promise my son a lot too, but sometimes he's got to wait, you know? And he's like, well, she'll just eat it before and she'll be fine. Dude, within the first 5 minutes, she already had to sit down because her stomach started to hurt. Within 10 minutes, she had thrown up half the ice cream cone. Within a half hour, she had thrown up the rest of the ice cream cone. And we're like, hey, what do you guys think about that ice cream cone now? And she's like, yeah, probably a bad idea. Like, yeah, thanks. This is the shit, though. Like, it's common sense that has been taken out of society. And it's just like, rather than parenting and saying no to that girl, right? And no, honey, not right now, but we'll get it, you know, maybe tomorrow or after practice, whatever.
Get your practice done, and then if you do good, then you get a fucking ice cream.
There you go. But no, he had to do it right away because heaven forbid she not get it when she wanted it.
And maybe she was raised in hell, right? I mean, and this is like the whole thing too. Like if she's screaming and crying, kicking in the car, then you say, hey, you need to fucking, you know, my dad cussed at me when I was bad. That's why I'm saying it like this. You know, I don't have a kid, probably, thank God. I would kick this little kid's ass if I had a kid. But dude, like you get down on their level and be like, what the hell is your problem? You know, like you can't act like this.
I've had it before where I grab my kid just by the shoulders, you know, grab him by the biceps and like, what is going on with you? Like, yeah, like just talk because it doesn't make any sense right now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And people don't have the strength to do that.
No, they ignore it. They roll over. They do what they got to do just to pacify the kid. And this is what we have, is that Gen Z's worth of kids that don't know shit about their own country that they live in. And, you know, I get a lot of this, you know, that clip information. I saw it on our buddy Sam Winchester's show, According to Sam. And he was talking about it, and he's like, you know, what would have been a great thing after you ask him all these questions is, do you vote? Because if these are the people that are voting too,
sure,
right? Or of voting age. So if they know nothing about their country, they have no idea about, like, one of them asked who the vice president was, and they couldn't name, like, five kids couldn't name vice president, but they voted probably for that vice president.
Well, and who they vote for? They voted for the Democrat because they're really targeting these younger kids that don't know anything about anything.
Yep.
Dude, I don't care, man. College kids, they're much, much dumber than I am. And I am an average high school graduate student. I mean, like my book smarts is very, very low. Very low. My math skills, I still have nightmares to this day that I didn't graduate high school because of my math. I graduated where my sister, like the math class that my sister took as a freshman was what I took as a senior. Algebra 2 is what I fucking graduated. It's so bad at math. And I'm good at writing, good at like history and stuff, but C student, I just did not give a fuck about it, man. I still really don't care about that stuff. Failed out of communications. I'm really good at communicating now. And it's like, dude, like none of the shit that they teach you, these methods are so fucking bad that, you know, all that it makes worker bees, dude. Yes. It makes worker bees. And I'm hoping that, you know, doing this little venture where I'm trying to get, you know, work for myself and do my own stuff. I hope it works because I'm not cut out to work for a company. I'm just not. I've hated them all. I've lasted here for 6 years at Pepsi just because my aunt's involved. So yeah. I don't want to like fuck her over or anything. I can't deal with it, dude. I can't have some dipshit telling me what to do. And like, they're just, and I'm like, well, why do we have to do it like this? It's like, well, that's the rules. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense.
Is it the right way to do it? That's always my thing. I don't give a shit what the rules are. What's the right or most efficient way to do it? And that's the way we're doing it. Fuck the rules, because the rules were probably made by someone who's never done what I'm doing.
Exactly.
And that's one of the biggest problems with, and I struggle with that too, Ryan. My corporate job is same shit. Like, why do we do it this way? Well, because that's the rules. It's like, no. I don't care what the rules are. And that's what I tell my people. I'm like, I don't care what the rules are. I say, I want it done most efficiently, and I want it done the right way. And if you can do those two things, I can deal with the rules later, because the rules are just, it's just nonsense. They're just barriers to delay shit. It's, you know, rules are like the taxes of getting anything done.
Yeah. Here's a fun example of rules and how people can actually like change this stuff. You know, Lamar Jackson, quarterback for the Ravens, great player, probably going to be the MVP if Josh Allen isn't. If I understood this whole story right, the Ravens wanted to renew his contract, but he had to change his style of playing. And he was like, no, I'm not going to change my style of playing, because they wanted him to play by Baltimore Ravens rules. He said, no, I have my own style. I'm going to do what I do. And now if the Ravens want him next year, they're going to have to pay a whole lot fucking more, because he's going to be MVP. I think he's still killing it. He's very talented, playing by his own rules. He runs, he's physical. He's not like a lot of quarterbacks that like slide instead of getting tackled. This dude will get laid out, and he's still doing a good job. And
speaking of not laid out, did you see Tua yesterday?
No, but I bet on Josh Allen, so it's okay. So I know that he got hurt. I know that the Dolphins won, but I've been going for quarterbacks, dude. I'm trying to pay a lot of attention to quarterbacks on my bets. I'm doing pretty good right now with these Giants and Cowboys. Shaquan just scored a touchdown recently, and I bet on him. So
there you go.
It's nice, dude. Betting's so fucking fun, man. I think,
dude, I'm so mad because it's legal in Massachusetts, but recently legal. I didn't realize, although it's legal, you still can't use any of the online books. So like DraftKings? Nope, none of it. None of them. Because I have a DraftKings account, and I was at my sister's house opening weekend of college football, and I placed some bets in my account there, came back here, and it won't work.
VPN that shit, so you're in Arizona.
Nope. They pick it up right away. They go, yeah, in order to do this, you have to take your VPN off or something like that. Yeah,
that sucks, man.
So what I found a workaround. I drive 25 minutes north, and I'm in New Hampshire, and I just sit at a little convenience store there on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, and I can get them in there and then drive back.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, for football, for pro football, if especially at DraftKings, check out go to passing props and then go to pass completions and bet on the overs for your good quarterbacks. But also go back and look at the stats for the previous games. They seem to hit every fucking time.
Yeah, pro football is a weird one, man. There's a lot of people, and it seems like it's like, I know a lot of people got killed this week just because it was a weird week. But that's what I noticed that a lot more in pro football than college. Like college football is pretty crazy for like the first 2 weeks. And then after that, I feel like college football is so much easier to bet on.
Well, but the thing with the bet, like I don't care who wins this game right now. I just bet on both quarterbacks to get their overs.
Oh, I love doing props, like a nice prop parlay. That's the best way to go.
Well, yeah, on DraftKings, you can't parlay the same game, which sucks. But
yeah, you can.
I can't pick
on the certain over things. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so the way I'm doing it, but like, I've got like 40 bucks here to win like 110 on this game. And it looks like they all hit. The one that I was skeptical of was, I forget his last name, Shaquan, because I don't even know these players, dude. Shaquan Barkley. Yeah. So he got a touchdown. I bet that was even odds. And then like usually these overs are negative odds, but it's like a negative 135 or 120, yep. 115. So dude, I mean, they fucking cash, dude. Every time. I've only had one miss and it was this dipshit. I forget his name. The quarterback for the Bears. He's the second worst quarterback in the league. I think he's by far the worst. 7 completions and 2 interceptions. For his game. So he was the only one, and his fucking over was 15 and he couldn't hit that. So, you know, just, you know, pay attention to who you're doing.
Never bet on a Bears quarterback.
I know Trubisky looks bad with the Steelers now too.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, it's bad. The NFL is terrible anyway. Like as a whole, look at how many bad quarterbacks there are. That's why I like college so much better. It's such a much more entertaining game.
Oh yeah. It's fun, man. And we're doing something, I hope, with the college game soon here in Arizona here to U of A versus ASU, hopefully. But it's dude, UFC is the funnest thing to bet on. There's a huge, I think I'm going to be out of my job by the time UFC 280 comes. And I'm fucking, dude, I am so excited for that. Biggest card, I think, that has gone on in like the last 5 years, I think. So
yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's the best one since 200 for sure.
Was that the big dude, what's his name, Lesnar?
That was, everybody was on 200. 200 McGregor. Was stacked, one of those stacked cards. They had, remember they had the like the mustard ring, like the gold ring, gold mat in the ring for it and everything.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Let me see. Have you been to Tapology? Do you use that site?
No. I used to do a lot of MMA research. I just don't have time anymore.
Yeah, dude. Let's see. UFC 200. I think McGregor and Lesnar were both on there separately.
That was a big card because I remember they made Aldo was on there, I'm pretty sure.
Damn it.
Did it come up or no?
Oh, Jose Aldo?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, I may be confusing that with 250.
I know 199 was huge too. Yeah, it's not even pulling it up right here. Oh, here we go. UFC 200. Yeah, it's not pulling it up.
Yeah.
It says right there, but
even who the card was. There it is right there. Tate Nunez. Misha Tate and Amanda Nunez.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar. Yeah, dude. And then Silva and Cormier.
Yeah, and Daniel. That was an awful fight, by the way.
Yeah, dude. Anderson Silva started really falling off.
Oh, Cormier took it so easy on him that fight. It was disgusting.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, but no, this is a great site for anybody that's like just interested in this stuff, because it just tells you, it's such a massive amount of information. This is that card that I'm stoked for, 280. Tapology, and you can go in, and what you do is you sign up and you go in here, and let's say like you're going like right here, right? Charles Oliveira versus Islam Makhachev. You can go down and, dude, you can make bets like for free. Like there's no money on the line.
Yeah,
you make a prediction and you get different belts. So you start off as a white belt, but then as you make your predictions, then when those predictions hit, you graduate belt classes, and then you get like stripes and shit. And so you call, like, let's say I want Charles Oliveira by submission in round 2. If that hits in that exact way, my stock jumps up a bunch.
Yeah.
So it's fun, dude. And it just goes through. You can check, like, this is what we were, me and Nick, that Australian buddy that I'm doing the MMA podcast, we were just looking at the site and going through it. But you can go through everyone's record. They do the Contender Series, which is on tomorrow. but like you see all their records and then like, you know, it just, it matches them all up.
Nice.
It's fun, dude. Yeah. It's a great distraction.
Oh dude, everything is.
Yeah.
That's what sports are there for, but don't let them overcome you. Cause that's the problem when they consume you and that's all you think about. That's when it's a problem.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's fun. It's definitely addicting, but I enjoy it, dude. It's fun. I have
we all need it now, man. That's why I love college football. That's my out. Like Saturday, yeah. That's, you know, I go do my thing in the morning, take my son to soccer. And then after soccer, it's football time. You know, usually fire up the grill and that's at least awesome. Back home, I'd get, you know, we'd get together, family and friends, and fire up smoker, fire up the grill and just have at it. So I love Saturdays, man, especially in the fall up here in New England. You can't beat Saturday. Best day of the week.
Yep. I'm excited for this. This is the first holiday season that I've had to myself in 8 years, 9 years, maybe that nice. I'm not like Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday. I don't have to wake up at fucking 4 a.m. to go to work or like have any obligations on Black Friday. I might actually go shop on Black Friday and partake in that craziness. Fucking Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We always had to work on Christmas Eve, dude.
Yeah.
So like it's the first year in 6 years that I don't have to wake up early, and like the first time in like 8 or 9 years where I don't have to do shit. And nice. I'm just going to fucking enjoy the hell out of that, man. I hope more people out there can do that, but yeah, dude. Fun chat, man. It's always, these Monday night chats are cool. It's kind of cool that we got a little chance to like just kind of shoot the shit solo here too.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. Definitely enjoyed it.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Anything you want to push before we get out of here?
No, man. I'm going to be doing that MMA podcast, Casual KO, it's going to be called. So we're going to be having fun with that. Just me and
Is it K or C for casual?
Casual with a C.
Okay.
But yeah, dude, yeah, that'll be a fun thing. Just kind of something that for people that are interested in MMA, and dude that I talk with is pretty knowledgeable with stuff done in Australia. Those Aussies take that shit pretty seriously. So
yep,
he's a real chill stoner type dude. And you know, I'm always fucking hyper. So it's a fun little balance of stuff, man. We did a little recording on my feed, but getting its own feed, and it's going to be a fun show.
Excellent, man. I'm looking forward to it. I love listening to that stuff.
It's fun, dude. And Nick already actually invited you on. Like, you know, I was going to invite you on already, but he was like, yeah, I know Matt from The Great Deceptions into MMA a little bit too. So like, you know, we should have people like him on. So
sweet.
You're welcome on anytime, dude. And what else? I mean, are you up to anything over there too?
No, nothing in particular. I've been working just some old world stuff. It's been crazy. I've had actually inspiration lately to do stuff. So I've been doing like really, like I haven't been doing like deep dive episodes, but I'm doing like, you know, I'll do like a day's worth of research, and then I'll find a couple articles and then go through those and go through some old pictures and put them all together into just shoot like an hour and a half out. And it's been going pretty well. People seem to like it so far. Just throw a little video with it, but I can't put it on YouTube, man. I got 2 strikes over there. For bullshit for putting history stuff out, like for my show, basically. I got 2 strikes. So,
dude, do a dollar tier on Patreon. Do a $1 tier on Patreon. Put all your videos on there and just be like, hey.
Oh, I just put everything free over there. You know, like,
oh, okay.
Like my, like the Great Deception stuff, I put all of it free there. So I'm sending more people there hoping that when they get over there, they'll realize, oh shit. Cause I put some other free books and stuff out over there and stuff. So, you know, maybe people look over there and hop on the Patreon, because I'm like, yeah, I don't want to charge them for my show, but I do want people to see the videos, and I'm not getting, you know, once I get that 3rd strike on YouTube, I'm dead. So I figure maybe I'll start putting like 1 minute clips over there, but it takes a fucking bunch of effort to make those little fucking 1 minute clips for, just to get a couple eyes on YouTube. And it's like, is it worth it? Not really.
Yeah, it's tough to do a conspiratorial type show on YouTube. It's such a mixed bag over there. YouTube saved my life so many times with like instructional videos, and yeah. It's just such a censorship shit show over there too. So yeah. Mixed bag.
It's like, dude, what the fuck? It's like, at least be consistent. I got no problem with censorship if you're consistent. It's the inconsistency of it that just drives you insane. Like, one person can say it and they get a strike, another person can say the same thing and they're fine.
It's like, whatever. Yeah, dude.
You know, right, I'm man. Also, I am going to start an OnlyFans with that. I think I'm going to do that porn idea. I'm going to just play like old school porn and like talk nice. About like chemtrails and stuff. I'm like, because I got all kinds of ideas, dude. When I'm like just sitting here for, I don't have 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a day where I'm working. There's going to be some crazy shit coming out of this fucking podcast, Dangerous World. So
that's hilarious.
There's going to be some wild shit, dude. We're going to keep it
going deep with Johnny Holmes in the background, just laying some wood.
Exactly.
Fucking great, dude. You're going to change the game right there.
We'll see, man. But yeah, thanks as always, man. Such a fun time and just always a dope fucking thing to end a shitty Monday on, because my Mondays suck too. So
dude, brutal, the worst. I didn't even want to get up this morning. I'm like, but then I got like I got up and I'm like, yes. I'm like, we got Master Debaters tonight. I'm like, all right,
exactly. So a little yin yang there, man. But yeah, yes, so thank sir. You as always.
All right, brother. Well, be good. And guys, you can find all my stuff on the Great Deception Podcast. You know by now. Go check out my Instagram page and the links in there. Otherwise, stay strong, question everything.
Lifted them up, Howard.
Paul, you conservatives make a mistake. You can't afford to strangle hope in people. Without hope, people become dangerous.
No, Howard, you liberals have let them invade our society. You give them jobs, political jobs.
Paul, you missed the point. It's only the smart ones we move up.
That makes it even worse.
Oh, you know, we have to move them up. If we leave a smart one in the ghetto, he might develop into a leader against us. But if we raise him up into white society, we neutralize him. He feels compelled to try to act like us. He loses his identity and his racial anger, if he has any. He becomes alien to his brothers. They realize he sold them out and they grow to hate him. He becomes worthless to them and safe for us. No, thank you. In fact, in his love for the creature comforts, except for his color, he's become one of us.